Well, the man known as Queensland's postcard bandit, Brendan Abbott, is due to be released from jail this morning, but he'll be immediately re-arrested. The 53-year-old has served 18 years of a 25-year sentence for bank robberies and escapes committed during the 1980s and 90s. WA police have confirmed they'll seek his extradition for various crimes there, including breaking out of jail. Abbott earned the nickname for taunting police with postcards while on the run. Federal MP Clive Palmer has denied he acted as a shadow director at the failed Queensland nickel refinery. The ABC's Four Corners program has revealed new evidence of Mr Palmer's role in approving expenditure at the company at times when he was not listed as a director. The corporate watchdog is investigating whether Mr Palmer acted as a shadow director. The MP insists he wasn't a director, but sat on a committee that made decisions about expenditure. The family of a toddler found dead in a creek has paid tribute to the young girl in an emotional minute silence in Melbourne's northeast. The body of 15-year-old Sanaya Sahib was found in a creek at Heidelberg West early on Sunday. Her mother has told police she was attacked from behind by a man who snatched the girl as they walked through a local park. The toddler's grandmother led the tribute at a Heidelberg football match last night.
She's gone too soon.
Just pay respect for my beautiful granddaughter who's no longer with us today. It's been very stressful for all of us.